evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on November 5th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
The Ministry of Health reports that one person died of COVID-19 yesterday and 21 people tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. According to the Ministry of Health, 4,685 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started last year in March.
At least 133,000 people have contracted COVID-19 so far in Zimbabwe, and 107,876 have recovered.
And more than 3.3 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and over 2.6 million their second dose. And the country needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity, says the Ministry of Health.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was in Matabeleland today, where he kept thousands of graduates at Lupane State University.
And President Mnangagwa returned from Scotland yesterday, where he attended the United Nations Climate Change Conference. He claims that he had a chat with some leaders of nations that imposed targeted sanctions on ZANU-PF officials for alleged human rights abuses and election fraud.
Mnangagwa also attended virtually a business meeting convened by some Zimbabweans living in the United Kingdom, in which he urged business entities to invest in Zimbabwe in various sectors.
There is uncertainty over the benefits of him attending the climate change summit, with critics saying President Mnangagwa focused much on calling for the West to remove the targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials than climate change. But those that support him say otherwise.
So, kwaqala ke isikhuluma ngakho ikhona kuye okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe okwe COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kula umuntu oyedwa obulewe COVID-19 izolo. Bese futhi abayi 21 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegciwane le COVID-19. Singathi ke izolo njalo kula bantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo abayi 47. Bese futhi nxa sikhangela abantu sebabula i COVID-19 kusukela enyakenye, sebeyi 4,685. Bese futhi ke abantu sebabanjwe ligciwane kusukela ngaleso sikhathi, 133,112. Ukube sokusithi-ke labo asebaphepha umkhuhlane lo, 327,876. Okwamanje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kule 551 okubizwa ngokuthiwa ngama-active cases e-COVID-19. Laba-ke ngabantu abaphila legciwane le-COVID-19. Bosekusibuya-ke kulabo asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, bayi 3,345,309. Kuzosita sebehlatshwe ijekiseni lesibili bayi 2,625,597. Yes, sikhangele lokunye ke siyabona ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wesemathebeleland khona ngale lapha kade seLupane State University abe khepha khona ama-students ngathi ke bebagqokisa izicoco zabo zama-degree atshiyeneyo. So kube sokusithi ke sikhangela ke uMnangagwa ukuthi besenza ngeviki ephelileyo kumbe kusiya ekuthangi kade esemhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow, Scotland, lapho kade kukhulunywa khona ngokuthi yeneyo ubuyela ekhaya wamukelwa ngabantu kwakhanya ngazani kulabanye abamthakazelelayo. Basesuba labanye nje abathi uhambo lwakhe kade ungani nje kusihambela ngomuntu omdala awazi ukuthi ubuyelani evela kule Zimbabwe. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza iyi nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi nemusi wechishanu November 5, 2021. Nhasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvakabuda kubva kumusangano uchangobva kupera kuGlasgow kuScotland, musangano wemamiriro ekunze. Asi tombotanga nekutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kubazi rezveutano vachitaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Bazi rezve utano rinozivisa kuti nezuro pane vanhu 21 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda reCovid-19 munyika. Asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 4,685 vakawanikwa ivo vachishayika kubva kudenda iri. Titarisawo avo vabatwa nedenda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura vari kudaudzira ivo 133,000. Totarisa zvakare vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari kudaudzira 127,000 munyika. Totarisawo nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba yeCovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 3.3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCovid-19 yekutanga. Kwozotarisawo vamwe 2.6 million ndo vabayiwa nhomba dzese dziri mbiri zvinova ivo izvo zvinodiwa ne United Nations kuti munhu abayiwe iye nhomba dziri mbiri kana dzichidiwa dziri mbiri. Totarisawo zvakare kuti nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti vasvike pavanoti herd immunity kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe richitapurirana kune vanhu. Asi nhasi tichange tiine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukurukura tichinyanyotarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano mukuru uchangobva kuendwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa pavanga vari kuScotland kuguta rinonzi Glasgow. Gibbs.
And what you were saying, you know, at that particular event, it was organized by Zimbabweans who are actually living in the United Kingdom.
Under the Second Republic, Zimbabwe continues to experience unprecedented transformation which cuts across the whole socio-economic political spectrum. The last 3 years in particular have seen my government consolidating and entrenching our democratic culture, constitutionalism, the rule of law, and respect of private property rights. In this regard, our endeavors are driven by the imperatives of our national vision towards creating an upper middle income economy by 2030. This leaves no one and no place behind. My government remains desirous to make Zimbabwe a favorable investment destination where capital feels safe and comfortable. The broad economic reforms rolled out are now beginning to bear fruit. These have resulted in a conducive environment predicated on a private sector-led development approach. Due to the sound macroeconomic policies, fiscal consolidation, provision of the conducive tax regime implemented by my government, Zimbabwe has been declared by the World Bank as the fastest growing economy in our region, with an expected economic growth rate of about 7.8%. The high predictions are premised on our well-performing agricultural sector, firm international mineral commodity prices, stable inflation, and exchange rate, as well as my administration's resounding success in containing the COVID-19 pandemic. The prudent, predictable, and business-friendly macroeconomic environment has fostered a growth in both local and foreign investments, as well as increased industry capacity utilization. The financial services sector is stable, with an auction system which is performing extremely well. Distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, investment opportunities include in the mining, manufacturing, energy, agriculture, tourism, ICT and infrastructure development. The market for the food and agriculture business in Africa is expected to reach US 1 trillion by 2030. Investors are invited to ride on the favorable agriculture environment in Zimbabwe to tap into the African market, particularly in the context of the new, now functional African Continental Free Trade Area. My country enjoys a favorable climate which enables the establishment of viable cropping and livestock enterprises, over and above the immense opportunities in the agriculture value chain industries. Investment opportunities in the agriculture sector include in irrigation development, agriculture mechanization, horticulture, agroforestry and agro-processing. In the mining sector, Zimbabwe is endowed with vast natural resources and is host to more than 60 different minerals.
Yeah, loge umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa okhulumayo marvelous ukhona ngale ke wekhona ngale Scotland ubekhuluma virtually ngoba kasahambanga emhlanganweni lo. So ke ubekhuluma sithi ke uyacela osomabhizimusi ukuthi bahambe kule Zimbabwe bayitshala imali yabo khona ngale. So uthe ke kule agriculture zokulima kulokwenziwayo, even le coal ukhulume ngayo ukuthi abantu bangangena ku coal business, kodwa ke siyakhumbula ukuthi emhlanganweni lo kade ngani i-coal bathi kumele abantu bengayiyembi kangako. Kuzobuya ke lokunye ke uthi i-tourism layo ngazani letha imali, njalo ukhulume lokuthi ke kanye ngazani ke i-economy yeZimbabwe ingani isiswa stable ngokuso kwakhe. Uthi le currency khonokho ke okwenziwa i-auction system yokuthengisa imali uthi ungani kuyasebenza. So kunjalo ke mavulas
apho tanga tirikunzwa mtungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa avanga vari kutaura vachishandisa chivhitivhiti apo vakaenda kuguta reGlasgow kuScotland vachitaura nezvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuUK ikoko, vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya dzemabhizimisi angapinzwe nezvisvarwa zveZimbabwe. Vanga vari kutaura nyaya yetourism, vakataurawo zvakare nyaya yatingati yecoal nezvimwewo, vachitaurawo zvakare panyaya yekuti mari inoshandiswa munyika inofamba sei paauction floor nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka vanga vari kutaura apa vari pachivhitivhiti vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe, vachikurudzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muUnited Kingdom kuti vawanikwe ivo nemuScotland imomo, vawanikwe ivo vachinotanga mabhizimisi kumusha.
Yeah, so we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He's in the United Kingdom. He's going to brief us on exactly what was happening there, you know. He's one of the guys who has lived in the UK for a very, very long time. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mlalazi.
Thank you, Durem, and Abalalel Bok.
No, Mr. Pilakulu. So, there are so many people that are in UK and somewhere protesting for, you know, in favor of the president. And others were saying, no, you know, the president is there just for the sake of it, and nothing was going to come out of the meeting. So what's your fair assessment of the whole thing, you know, him attending that meeting and so forth?
Yeah, I think I grew up listening to leaders, and I had an opportunity to hear leaders who were genuinely speaking about being pan-African. So I think myself, I only believe and I only entertain someone who talks about Africa and black people as a whole. And then I listened and watched the session of that COP26 in Glasgow in the United Kingdom. When black leaders, African leaders, when they spoke, they will be speaking to walls. That wall will be empty. All the white boys will be gone. So, and then I think as black people are weaker because of party politics. Any country has to be represented by someone. So I believe a country has to respect the position or the office that person occupies. Mm-hmm. So if Zimbabwe has got someone who occupies our office of presidency, and at the moment, whether we like him or we do not like him, he has to represent us. Wherever Zimbabwe needs to be represented, we need to have someone who is the leader of a country called Zimbabwe. I do not believe that even if we put everybody together in one room, I think everybody will have a different opinion. But all we need to be as a person, as a people, we need to unite as a country and not show other nations to say Zimbabwe is a divided nation. I do not think that that's a beneficiary to anyone. So if you look at these UN summits that our people and our leaders attend year in, year out, I don't think anybody listens to them. Even if they go there loaded with something that is meant to be listened, but I doubt the wealthy boys listens to anyone who's black because they know we are not united as Africans. That's my opinion.
Yes,
I'm going to go to the house. Kudalwa hii ama party politics ukuthi umunye umuntu mawungabuye inkokheli engasiwe party engasiwe ebandala mhlawumbe bese ukhanya abanye besithi no ngabe akabuyanga wabanye bathi nabuyile kodwa ke mina ngibona ngani kusele okumele sibigijimise ukuthi mangingaso ndaba yokhetho okungakhampeyinwa ngibona ngani abantu kumele bayekele ukuthi masinenkokheli ezele ekhokheli izwele uma siyidanda uma singayithandi thina impizethu sizilwele ekhaya kodwa mase kuba the international atmosphere kumele thina sibe abantu ukuthi amaZimbabwe entire united ngoba really ungananzelela wonke ama leaders a president uma uthi that u president abe ngumuntu ongahlakaniphanga kanjani but it's that president who teaching love uthando uyahlanganisa abantu and uthando yilo kuphela elizwenza ukuthi abantu bayephambili ngoba uma kulwiwa noma umuzi kube unomuzi wokuduke kanje nonkosikazi nabantwana mani hlala nichayana mela phandle ni nenhlamba nenza yonke into nabantu bake kungabonakali ukuthi kuyini akubi nesithunzi nesitha siyangena uthole ukuthi ngiyalimala nje ningazilinyazwa yini mina ngibona ngani abantu eZimbabwe sehlupheke kakhulu sokumele ngabe kuthiwa kunendlela ukuthi singaba united kanjani ukuthi izwe lakithi siphile njengamanye amazwe nawo ke enjoya ukuba sezweni labantu bamnyama angena mina ngikhuluma ngikhona apha ngihlale ezweni you don't see anyone that looks like you, that speak your language, that eat your food. Usalanje ukuthi you are here for the sake of ukuthi usebenzele ukuthi ulaludlile nokuthi mtambule unabantwana kwenye indawo ukukhulisela abantwana. And then leyo nto leyo mina ngifisa ukuthi ngabe during our last time ngabe yajintsha itshintsha kuphela kuthandana kwabantu bamnyama.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho Marvelous, can you chip in there?
Aiwa putanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe munyarikani wedu ari pachirongwa vari kutaura ivo vari kuUnited Kingdom achitaura pamusoro pemusangano uchangobva kupera uyo wakaendwa iwo nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachingotaurawo kuti zvinonetsa kuti unyatsonzwa kuti zvichafamba sei nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vatema nyanya pavanotaura pamisangano iyi panenge pasisina vanyarikani vanenge vakateerera zvavanenge vachitaura kuti ivo donzvo ravo ndere kunzwa kuti vanhu vanobva kuAfrica nyanya vanotaura zvipi zvakanangana nemunhu mutema saka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinonetsa pamisangano yakadai kuti vanenge vaenda kumisangano iyi vanyanyonzwika nyanya vechitema.
Yes, we also have Ezra Chisaspanda who is in Bulawayo. Now, he was talking to people about what they are experiencing right now during the COVID crisis. So let's listen to one of the interviews that he conducted in Bulawayo. You know, he has been doing the rounds and doing all these things, you know, just to bring the Zimbabwean story to the front. Here he goes.
Kuya kuphilisa kodwa.
Yebo.
Soba sebenza.
Yebo.
Ngapha.
Emehlo.
Manje wasusenza. Wasuchela.
Hayi.
mkwenyana wati kwena enza kukuchengi sa mna nsewenzi.
Uwoba wati pumashalo ukwede. Uwa wati chumsewenzi.
Yeah.
Wata mbechengisi.
Hai wabu na kuchena uya kodi LTGS.
Oh.
Ina nile nchola la mii usa si wadu kukuli salagani.
Okay, baba ngati bamkhotsa ni RTGS.
Yebo.
Mm. So laba ngasikhangile ke wena abantu abaningi anga. Mm. Ufuna sale lesizwe. Kambe imali khona?
Ah, emalangeni not everything.
Ngawe nje kuthi sithi uyathola imali ngayo.
Ngiyenze kahle. Kaningi ningi ngathengi ithamati kumele $5.
Okay.
Kumele na lini $5.
All right.
Yeah.
Yimali le phuma ithamati.
Yeah.
So le hlangana endlini lobaba.
Ma.
Le hlangana endlini lobaba.
Yeah.
Le bantwana bangani?
Le 3.
Okay. Bano bani manje wona la?
Ma.
Basele lobani.
Kathesi ya sele kudini. Okay. Basala
ngoku. Basala ngoku.
Eh.
Uhamba hana endlini ngemthova kumbaba.
Ngihamba la ma private car.
Mm. Kapele ka.
Mm.
Kuba bro, ka katwe.
Eh.
Oh.
Wozi kumele ni basi dia ukule line. Kana kumela vanta.
Ye, we save COVID wena, ibasi kuminyini kakhulu.
Ngoba ubona tengisa nyeza yi.
Eh, aw minyana wedwa la. Wena uza ungene geni le gele.
Ela.
Ngithi wena uminyana labanye tengisela wena.
Mm.
Kota ke khona ngoku bona nizathengisa kuzobe nintsisi.
Ah, andi ukuzava right. Ngabantu kuchiya ni.
Kusiya na.
Nizihlalela abantwana. Njengomama wabantwana
baba. Ngoba basenzile imali.
Mhm.
Ikhona yangena.
Njani?
Okay. So ubunzima lokho lezimabu bona ngalungise kanjani?
Ah,
ngoba wonke umuntu usethengisa kakhulu.
Eh,
umuntu ongeke kunukuthi ngitha
manje akusela phela umuntu
uzasithengela. Longe
selithengiswa. Eh.
Akusela uthengele
umuntu. Suku zonke la? Eh, every day. Ufa nini? Ngidala
ngalokho
ofa because abantu
nami bayagada. Sifisa ekadi manje
sechavalana. Yeah.
Ukuthi ofa ufike kakhulu. Mm. So into yasuku zonke le. Eh. Mm. So lapho uthengiseni kwakho ke uyachaza isikhathi.
So that's a lady there who is so yeah kunapa ke kuhlelo spoka labantu abachiyeneyo ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kambe ukuhamba njani so ke omunye esipoka la umnumzana sikhumbuza umlalazi so baba umlalazi uyangizwa yini kunapa
ngiyakuzwa
mntem yeah so ke akuthi ukuthi uyabona ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngendaba ezijeneyo siyabe sibamba lapha sibambela ngale. So kulabantu abathengisa impahla abathengisa impahla emgwaqweni lapha. So bavukela khona bathona khona njalo vele ukukhanya ngani kulobuzimo obunye obumangalisayo. So singazi ukuthi wena ubona kwakho ubona ngani kuhamba njani. Njengoba abantu bonke sebethengisa nje impahla etshene.
Okay, ikhona ukuba baduke ukuthi thina njengama Africans ngibona ngani. Mina, I've got one thing that I think I have to blame. Ukuthi the type of education that we are seeing. So, I'm not inkhula uthola ukuthi esikolo bekungena teacher agriculture sizoba nama lessons throughout the days for this ngabo William Shakespeare about the Trafalgar Square, things that got nothing to do with us. Now, food that you are eating, we're not producing. We consume things that don't come from our own hands. We are taking our bodies with materials that don't come from Africans. So, minambona ngani, during our lifetime, Africa can be recolonized easily by anyone. We are very, very notorious. Like, a man to go in front of our own, we are going to go to the Nyama, we are going to go to the Nyama, we are going to go to the Nyama. if you can have people like him coming back, we can only, the way we are fragmented, I think we can easily be destroyed. So mina bengithi abantu bakithi babona bethengisa emgwaqweni ngalendlela. Bantu kunye kansili bengithi mina ilanga nike niyenze uhlelo Dube ngoba iStudio 7 lalelwa kakhulu endaweni amvela khona iPlumtree sikhulumisala. Langa nje kithi dedicated for ama language alalela iStudio 7 you see the amount of people for misalangeni abantu ngoba sinayo i-coverage ama ZBC nasidalele for since this year abantu balibhalele iStudio 7 so bakhona abantu esikhalangene abangasazi isiNdebele semadebeleaela sakwathiwa singabantu bamadebeleni but you are not Ndebele singamakhalanga so sinelanguage yethu e-regionate inkulu kakhulu from Bybridge all the way to Neriwange siyabe sikhulume ama-languages esikhalanga so mbona ngani abantu bakithi uma bedingisa emgwaqweni kanje babeliswa ikhansili begiliswa ibona labantu okuthiwa basikhulula sabavotela so kumele ngabe kuthiwa abantu bakithi kunje cathangelwe imisebenzile khona ama-promises esiwathola amakuya kwe-election ulalele ukuthi ama-politicians akhulumani so ama-politicians uma ekhuluma they should come back and follow up ngendaba bezipromise abantu.
Yes, thank you so much. We are now joined by Mr. Vusani Mvusontini and Mr. Joseph Chuma. Let's start with Joseph Chuma because he says he's traveling, so he needs to have our attention right now. So, Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. And how are you to everybody who's here? And
no, we're all fine, but I think you are breaking. Are you still traveling? I think he's traveling. So, what we can do, Babu Chuma, is somewhere so that you can actually join us in Naume for about 5 or so minutes. Then we can talk. We saw that the president was at Lupane University. So tell us a bit about the welcome he received in Bulawayo, and you know, just briefly.
The president went to Bulawayo today and wrote to Lupane for the graduation ceremony there, and I just saw pictures, and the pictures were so amazing. A lot of people excited to welcome their president to the Bulawayo community of ZANU-PF out in their, their big numbers, and it was quite a sightful thing. I saw the pictures in some of our local ZANU-PF groups as well, and on other social media platforms. So, yes, he got a very resounding welcome there.
What is the significance of that? Maybe let's go to Marvelous. Marvelous, go ahead and pose the question.
In interest of the Kufunzo, Angu Vachu, Makutivano on a scene, Sangano Chango Bakupera, who Scotland, where Mamirwe Kunze, Kwamuri Koko Kuduni, Renu, Mamirwe Kunze, Akakosha, see.
Well, Akakosha is Kuru Nekuti, Ukatari Samazwano, nyai yekame change ikunyatso kuridza varimi vakawanda nekuti achichanyatso zviya kuti mvura inotanga rini uyezve ichipera rini saka izvozvo zvinotokuvadza vanhu kuti pamwe munhu anogona kudzwara nenguva isiriyo mvura yozoenda munhu wozotanga kuzopinda kumalosses akati wandei saka nyaya yeclimate inyaya ida kunyatsoongororwa chaizvo ichibatwa saka zvakaita zvinhu zvikuru chaizvo kuti president wedu venyika navo vakabuda vakaita umwe wevanhu vakaenda ikoko kuita kuti tione kuti tinobatsirika sei uyezve tichitarisa kuti nyika idzi hombe idzi dzinofanana naamerica nanabritain nanagermany vakapledja kuti vachabudisa mari yekuti tibatsirike panyaya yekubata nyaya yeclimate change saka it was a good interaction indeed nekuti takavaona vechitaura nevakuru vakawanda wanda vedzimwe nyika nemamwe maorganizations like the UN EU and stuff like that. Saka zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo zvakaitika ku Glasgow with COP 26.
I think you can put that in English as well. Go ahead, Mr. Chuma.
Yeah. I was saying that the issue of climate change is a very pertinent issue indeed, and therefore it was very important and necessary for the president to be among the world leaders that went and gathered in Glasgow to go and discuss such issues, because you see with this climate change it is affecting a lot of our farmers, and we know that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. So we are now seeing rainfall patterns that are sort of changing now, which confuses the farmers. They will never know now when to plant and when not to plant, and at times they will plant late, and by the time they have planted, the rains will be gone, and once they are gone, it now affects the whole landscape and the scope of their planting season. So it is important for the world to sit down and really discuss about this issue of climate change. And the president being there in Glasgow was of great help, because we saw him interacting and meeting a lot of other world leaders. And we know that these big countries like America, Britain, Germany, and others pledged to actually put up together some monies to help us, the poor countries, to tackle this issue of climate change. So the presidential entry that went over to Scotland was a good-to-go kind of thing.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Chuma. Let's turn to Mr. Busana Busontini. Babuntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and Dr. Magela, Sela Chuma, and Balazi.
Yeah, thank you so much. So what's your take on the just-ended climate change summit? And we saw the president being received by many people at the Robert Mugabe International Airport, and today in Bulawayo. Is there any reason why so many people were actually happy about what he's doing? Or maybe it's a question of passing people to the airports. You know, just be honest here. Yeah.
You can have put me in trouble, but that's okay, dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we did see on social media, and Chuma can confirm, hopefully for us. It looks like, yes, there were communications that people should be passed from different districts. Something that is shared online. But I think every place was supposed to bring in about 300 people. But to me, that's not the biggest issue for me, because, I mean, yes, those are ZANU-PF supporters, so they can follow their leaders wherever they want. But the question that I have personally is the issue of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We know that elections have been delayed for a long time. We know that the opposition is not allowed to campaign in big numbers. So maybe we need to know exactly, do these COVID rules only apply to opposition and other organizations and not to ZANU-PF? An airport is a very, security, you know, it's an area that needs to be, safeguarded. So for me to see ZANU-PF supporters in an airport tarmac, that was just, surprising for me. You know, I've never really seen that many people, on an, airport tarmac and just meeting their leader. But, you know, we used to see like these big crowds, you know, during the Mugabe era, and we thought we had moved away from that. So for me, in terms of COVID-19, it was a surprise that we saw that many people, coming to the airport to meet, Honorable Mnangagwa. And I hope that he came back, hopefully carrying good news for us as Zimbabweans. Hopefully major deals were signed and we'll see improvement. And also we hope that he did sign to the climate change initiatives. Hopefully we won't be seeing the Chinese, damaging our mountains and our rivers and all these other things that the Chinese have been doing in Zimbabwe, because that definitely is against, the call for, the climate change as well.
Thank you very much. I think we also have Tawanda Sokora. I think he's been cut off a little bit. He may be coming back very shortly. So now, Sibuyele Kubabuchuma. Oh, okay, I think... Tawanda Sokora is back. Let's try to bring him on so that we can proceed with our discussion. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sokora.
Yes, Magadi Baba, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Katerera, Magadi Tede Marvelous.
Yes, quiet, Marvelous.
Tombo Funzo, Kwamurimi, the opposition, the MDCA, Kutsi Alliance. Zvii zvamunofungoti zvakabuda kubva kumusangano mukuru weclimate change uchangobva kuendwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuGlasgow kuScotland?
Isu hapana chatataona chakabuda, hapana chatatanzwa chisvinu chakaitwa kuScotland. Nekuti tungoona taingoona mapicture evanhu vachifara vachinakidzwa. Takanzwa South Africa kuti yakawana, you know, over $8 billion yakapiwa. Isu kachero vezvanhu vari pano havasitokwanisa kutaurira vanhu kuti over $1 million yakashandiswa kuti vamunangagwa nevanhu vavo vaisvika makumi masere pavakaenda ikoko. Mari iyo yakashandisirwa chii? Ngatimirei pamberi apo tione kuti pane zvichabuda here, pane zvatichaudzwa here kuti takawana mari yakati kubva kurwendo rwavakaita vamunangagwa. Saka patiri iko zvino, chero vana vese veZimbabwe mukavabvunza mukapinda mumugwagwa umu, vanongoti vanhu vakanga vaenda kunonwa doro, nokuti ndozvataiona. Vanhu vakanga vaenda kunogara mumahotera, nokuti ndo mapikicha atakapiwa ataiona. Zvimwe zvese hapana chatataona iko zvino. Asi taitarisira kuti kana mukuru aenda ikoko nevanhu vakadaro, pachataurwa nyaya dzeclimate change, pachataurwa nyaya dzemotokari dziri kutaurwa kuno kuAmerica, maelectric cars, anoita kuti adzikise hutsi hunobuda mumotokari. Zvinova izvo zviri kukanganisa environment yedu muZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti mota dzakawanda dzemuZimbabwe dzakurisa chaizvo, dzinongobva kunana Japan dzichikandwa muZimbabwe. Vana vanonotora kuDurban dzaane makore 10 zvikwira. Motokari idzodzo dzinotonyanya kukanganisa environment yedu. Saka tinenge tichitarisira kuti kana vanhu vaenda ikoko vaakungova netechnology itsva. Ndo zvavaakutaurira vanhu kuti taakuita smart farming, taakushandisa zvakati. Sekutaura kwatakangonzwa President Chamisa pavakaadressa vanhu vachitaura nezveclimate change.
So now, briefly, when we look at what we're expecting, from the president, what do you think could have happened at the summit that would say, well, this is what we as Zimbabweans want exactly?
Yes, those and Dr. Rabuti, unotarisa.
Can you put it in English now? Yeah.
We would be comparing what is happening to Zimbabwe, to the delegation in Zimbabwe, to the delegations of other countries, especially fellow African countries. For example, you have South Africa. They've already, announced that they got deals of over $8 billion that are, were a result of them going to this meeting. But as of now, in Zimbabwe, with that bloated delegation, with so much money that was put in to go to this conference, we haven't heard anything. We have not seen anything. The optics that we are seeing are not, anything to write home about, and we don't want to keep dwelling on them. Let's hear what Mr. Mnangagwa got from there. Those from ZANU-PF should be able to articulate, freely and, right there on the public that this is what we got from these meetings. But nothing has been forthcoming.
Okay, let's turn to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, we are seeing you guys welcoming the president in such large numbers. So does it mean that there were deals that were signed? Have you been told whether there are certain deals that were struck, by the Zimbabwean delegation in Scotland?
Well, I want to simply tell you that he went to COP26 and he participated there with his team, and we've seen other videos of other meetings that took place there, even with the finance minister there. And all sorts of positive engagements that happen. So yes, things are going to be unpacked. We are going to all get what exactly has been happening, because as I'm sure that you are also aware that it's not all the countries that have started to unpack what is, what has really transpired there. And
we know that also that whole process hasn't quite come to an end as yet. So it would be folly of us to want to jump the gun now and want to hear what is exactly transpired. People will be told definitely there's never going to be any under the desk kind of scenario. We all know that this climate change issue has been something that has been talked about for a long time now. I remember when I was still member of parliament, I went to Addis Ababa to the United Nations for this same climate change conversation, and we saw most of these other big countries, because of the way that we're not relating well with them, we're bringing that money through NGOs, through United Nations organizations, but they've definitely been coming to help, and they've been helping actually. So it's not like we've not gotten any assistance as yet. We are yet to get more assistance, and we always appreciate the assistance. But all I can tell is that it is good to wait for people, for the government to come in and take things. We don't need to be worrying about it. I'm hearing my fellow colleague here worrying about the partying and everything. People can part. It's something that is allowed. It's their choice. It's not government money. It's their money. They were buying their own alcohol and drinking, and they are happy because they've seen somebody. We know that even in our family setups, when you're happy about something, be it a birthday or a graduation ceremony like today, students were graduating at Lubani State University. I know that there are some families who have probably slaughtered a goat or two, and they are making merry right now as we speak. So it's something that is allowed. When you're happy about something, they were happy to see their leader for the first time coming into the British soil and partaking of such a very important conference. So let us wait for the unpacking. It will come.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe proceed with the Mr. Chuma.
Vachuma tanzwa vajokora ve MDC Alliance vachiti ivo varikushora mafambisirwo akaitwa zvinhu nevamwe vezanopf vanga vari kuScotland ikoko kuti aiwa vaitoita madiro aJorgina apo vanhu vekuZimbabwe vachinonga svosve nemuromo pari zvino munoti
hanzvadzi yangu chimwe chinhu chanopa hauti tizive vanhu takasiyana maumbiro and even financially. Saka kana munhu achiafforda kuti agone kuti azvitengere bhodho rake revhisi anwe afare, ndakuzoti nekuti nini handisi kuzvigona ndoda kumushora here. It becomes very hypocritical kana takuda kuita kudaro kuti inini kana ndisingagone kutenga chingwa every day and ndichidlamba mbaira ndozoti vari kutenga chingwa vari kuchitengerei inini ndisingagone kuchitenga. Zvinhu zvinogadzirwa zviya zviya, asi chikuru chanho chekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ichitungamirwa nemutungamiriri wedu president wedu yakaenda kuCOP 26 kuGlasgow kuti vabatane nevamwe panyaya yekutarisa kuti ko chii chatingagona kuita kuti tiwane bundudzo panyaya yeclimate change yatii kuti shungurudza kudai nyika dzose pasi pano. Even here in Zimbabwe tinoziva kuti rain season yedu taiziva kuti inofamba kudai inofamba kudai, asi mazuva ano yangochinja hatinyatsoziva zvinhu zvinotokanganisa murimi kuti achaziva kuti nguva yekudzvara ndeipi, nguva yokuita ichi ndeipi. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasangane vachitaura nyaya dzakadaro. Kushora zvinhu zvaita nevamwezi ini ndofunga kuti kuperebva chete. Munhu ane tendero yokuti aite zvaanoda kuita nemari yake, nekuti haisi mari yeumwe munhu. Atora mari muhome make akafunga kuti aizvozvo. Hatingade kushora munhu kana aita zvinhu zvakadaro.
Thank you.
Give us that in English, that you know there's a lot of criticism coming from the opposition MDCA on how some members of ZANU-PF handled the coming to Glasgow, Scotland, of the president. They were merrymaking. We saw on social media there was a lot of very bad optics coming, according to your critics. Scotland, what's your view?
Well, that's the biggest hypocrisy that you can actually come across, because we all know that on that same stage, we had members of the opposition as well doing their demos, coming in their small numbers as well, and trying to disrupt such a very important occasion like COP26. So when our members go up there and welcome their president and celebrate that their president for the first time is coming into British soil, what is wrong with that? And besides, it is not government money. It's not taxpayers' money. It's their own individual money. If anybody has got money, they can do that. If I can afford to buy bread every day, let me buy bread. Don't then say because you you can afford it and you can probably afford Mbambayira, then you think that something is wrong. No, you fix your issues, I fix my issues. Then when we come to national issues, that's where we come together. That is how things are supposed to be. So playing blame games on people that we're happy to see their president in Glasgow is definitely not something that we should be talking about here. What we should be talking about here is the value and the pertinence of the issues surrounding this issue of climate change. Because like I said, it is affecting us. We're in agro-economy. And now when we're not sure when to plant, we're not sure when to do certain things, then it becomes a cause of concern, because food security is one of the most important things that we need to have at all given time. So this summit was a correct summit, was an important summit to say how do we come out of this, and also looking at issues whereby the big giants, the big nations, they've pledged to actually come up with funding to help us, the developing nations. So definitely it is good for us to be close there, to be near there, so that we can also get that slice of the cake and help ourselves to win this issue. Like, for example, what you are talking about, the issue of electric cars.
I think we just lost him there, Gibbs.
Apologies. So it is good to take of such forums. Let us not blame each other. Let us look at the positives and work on those. But unfortunately, like I said, I'm actually driving. So can I be excused for now?
Yeah, just one more second. Maybe just hold on just a little bit. Let's get to Ubaba Innocent Diwali, where economic freedom matters, Zimbabwe. Mr. Diwali, welcome to the program.
How are you?
No, we are very fine. So we're talking about this climate change conference which took place in Scotland. So in your personal opinion, really, what should be done going forward? Should the president announce the deals that he struck in Scotland?
I think as I said, I think yesterday in another program, whereby I said it is very, very important that as Zimbabweans, we must engage one another so that we know exactly what the engagement that the president did, what were the development, what were the gains, what were the losses, what exactly did we gain as a country. So we are not aware, there is no clear public information apart from the president expressing a goodwill that appeared to have been exchanged between him and the Prime Minister of United Kingdom, as well as the President of the U.S. They appear to have been a cordial engagement. But we are not fully given in terms of the details of what exactly was the outcome. But I think a lot of people are comparing Zimbabwe with what South Africa got. But you realize that what South Africa got really is a raw deal that is not strategic for Africa, that is not strategic for South Africa, whereby South Africa is expected to shut down its energy production, especially the energy that is based on coal, and that will have a devastating effect to the economy as well as to the employees who are dependent on this. We've seen the EFF, our allies, clearly stating that they are going to oppose that, and they are saying that they will not allow the Americans to detect what is South Africa. Yeah.
So in short, the president should tell Zimbabweans what he got, right? Yes? No?
Yes, the president, obviously, as the head of state, because Zimbabwe indeed is not a private business. It is a public, it is owned by Zimbabwe. So we expect that at a given time, the president will make it clear as to what the benefits were. But we should not use that as the basis to denigrate the head of state.
Yes, thank you so much. Very briefly, the president,
president, obviously, and it is So boza fika isikhathi sokuthi upresident uzatsho ukuthi uhambe njalo uhambo lwakhe luletheni kodwa esikwaziyo ukuthi uke wakhuluma efika sithi yena ube loku bamyemukele kuhle and ube nelokho ze nenkulumo ezingani zi right for iZimbabwe but akatsho in details ukuthi what exactly was the benefit thina as EFF Zimbabwe. We are keenly watching. Actually, our delegation is going to Harare tomorrow to attend an event in the organization of IFIS, a emancipation movement. It's another vision of EFF. But if we figure out that they are doing an embassy, they end up in what?
Yes, I was Mr. Tsokora. So, do you want the president to make a public announcement about the deals that were struck in Scotland?
Yes, there should be nothing secretive on a mission like that. People of Zimbabwe were expecting an announcement. You know, we will not be expecting all the details to be given right there. But when you see him at the airport, you're going to think that he was just going to quickly go over the important issues that were discussed and the important deals that were signed or that we will be expecting. Obviously, that's what happens everywhere when you travel. You come back, you brief the media, you brief the people of Zimbabwe. This is what happened, you know. And that way, it would actually have helped ZANU-PF. This is free PR advice that we are giving to ZANU-PF, that when you are attending an important meeting, you need to avoid bad optics. The optics that we saw in Scotland were very bad. You know, what we saw on social media is departing, is people getting into hotels. And some of them even forgot to show up to listen to the president's speech. That's why the president, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa ended up, you know, addressing empty chairs. Because his own delegation, his own people could not even show up for his speech. And it's very, very embarrassing, not only to ZANU-PF, it's embarrassing to the people of Zimbabwe. Because it's not only us who is talking about this bad publicity that was given to the delegation of Zimbabwe. Even regional media in Zambia, South Africa, even Western media here in America, in the United Kingdom, that's what they saw. And that's what they are going to remember the Zimbabwean delegation for, you know, years to come. We should be having policy announcements right now, or the deals that Emmerson Mnangagwa got when he went.
Thank you, sir.
And then let me just say something. 1 minute.
Just a second.
Okay.
Those were remaining with 6 minutes dead. So marvelous. Go ahead, just for a few seconds, then we proceed.
Ndandiri kuvunza kuti imi zvii zvamanga mukutarisira seMDC Alliance kuti zvingofanira kunge zvakataurwa naRamunangagwa. Munotarisira kuti vauye here vabva vataura kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe izvi ndo zvandakabva ndakatakura kubva kuGlasgow kuScotland.
So she asked you in Shona whether the same question that I asked you. So go ahead. No, I think your mic is now muted, I guess. Yeah, I think it's got... Can you come back? Look out and come back.
Maybe they can tell you that Vachuma vasati vaenda since vati vada kukumanya.
Yes, quiet. Go to Mr. Kuma.
Vachuma, tingatarizire here kunzwa kubva kuna vamunangagwa zvakabuda kubva ikoko kuScotland uko munguva inotevera.
Mr. Chuma, can you come in?
I don't know.
asi ndakanga kuti ndichi correct mukoma wangu my colleague from MDC pavanga auda kurashika kuti president vaka address MCs. If you were following that event, you will agree with me that almost all the speakers, all the presidents that spoke there, it was the same scenario, same setup. It's not that the people that welcomed the president out there and had their party were supposed to be delegates in that meeting. That meeting only takes in people that are accredited for that purpose. So that is why you see that if the Zambian president address the same kind of capacity, all the other presidents that address they address to the same kind of scenario. Most probably, maybe the whole setting was very big and too many chairs. I do not know, but it's not like our president is the only one who came there and there were just a few people there. It was all the speakers. It was the same throughout. If you go and go back to and probably Google the COP26, you will know and see what I'm talking about. So it is wrong to now come out here and try to portray a picture that probably the president was abandoned by people, or his delegation did not come because maybe they were not supposed to have been there. The people that were supposed to be there are the people that were there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Now you can depart. Siyabonga.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. So you can cut from that end and mute your button. So let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi briefly. Konapo ke Mlalazi. Since I read 2 minutes, uti 1 minute yako unti nabe sengena. Just summarize the whole thing.
Yes. Unfortunately, you give too much time to politicians and they are just spoiling everything. I think we are where we are because of party politics.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman here who spoke previously and said, quoted South Africa. South Africa held an election a few days ago, and we saw the main party leaders congratulating each other, hugging each other. Is that possible in Harare? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does not matter who started. Even if it's an opposition leader or it's a ruling party, somebody should start love. So I think it was necessary for Zimbabwe to be included in all the nations that attended the COP26 in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
We saw over 200 leaders who attended it. And the hate from us, Zimbabwe, we are hating each other. We are not hating anyone because we
So, but the bottom line is, should Mr. Mnangagwa publicize what he got? Yes or no, then we proceed to the next person.
Yes, if it's necessary for us, Zimbabwe, not for a party.
Thank you.
Party benefit.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Busan Musontini. Should the deals be publicized? Yes or no?
Yes, they should be.
Uh-huh. Mr. Chokora?
Yes, and they should be. And then just commenting on the president's trip to Lupane, we expect, what we saw today, those are total road kind of president.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our time is up, and if there was extra time, you know, Islanders and Dynamos had 16 minutes at one stage, I still remember, and some fellows were very hurt about it. So now we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda, Sokora MTC Alliance, Mr. Busani Musontini and Skumbuzo Mlalazi, independent commentators, and Mr. Innocent Divali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who is saying have a very good weekend.
Bye-bye.